Today is June 3rd. Is it June 3rd? June 3rd, 2001. We're here at Sunday. We're here at the Century Village over in D202 in Florida, Pembroke Pines, Florida. And we have here with us as a special guest today, Mr. Max Levine. Where is he? Okay. Recently released the movie Pearl Harbor, which a lot of the Pearl Harbor survivors were very disappointed about because it's basically a love story and great special effects, but it doesn't tell the real story. So we have with us here my father, Max Levine, who is going to tell us a little about his experience back in...
Well, ask me questions if you want to, and go ahead, and I'll see if I can answer them. That's all.
Okay. What was going on December 7th, 1941, before the planes came in and everybody knew that Pearl Harbor was under attack? What was the day like?
What was the day like? It was a beautiful Sunday morning, early. I was just coming off of signal watch at the signal tower at the submarine base. And
Who were you with and stuff?
I was by myself.
By yourself
in
the signal tower?
Well, I was just coming off watch on the signal tower. I wasn't in the signal tower when the attack started.
Was that where you were? Was that your station at the signal
tower? That was my station. My station is the signal tower at people won't recognize it now because the signal tower was right on the right on Pearl Harbor itself where. Later, the signal tower became on top of the big water tank at the submarine base. So the fact was that the signal tower wasn't really a tower. It was just a little shack at the edge of the water that we signaled each other. It was the submarine base's signal tower, and we called all of them signal towers.
And what was the function of that?
The function of that was to get messages for SINCPAC, as Commander-in-Chief Pacific Fleet, who was at that time stationed at the signal tower at the submarine base, and anything that referred to submarine Pacific Fleet. We had to get messages from other ships and other things. It was not a radio station. It was a signal station that dealt strictly with signal flags and flashing lights, period.
You said you were just coming off of duty.
Off
a
watch.
It was
25 minutes to 8, December 7th, 1941, when I was relieved of my duty, signalman of the watch. At that time, I was a signalman third class, United States Navy. Was I a signalman?
We're just getting off watch.
Just getting off watch at the main signal tower, submarine base, Pearl Harbor, TH. I was just getting off of watch. It was not quite 0800, 8 o'clock, when I was coming off watch at the signal tower at the submarine base at Pearl Harbor, TH. Well, first thing we heard when I left the signal tower, I was walking away from the signal tower, the siren went off. Now, the siren going off at 0800 in the morning means to call the colors, and the raising of the ensign on all... the ensign on all ships and bases at Pearl Harbor. So basically the biggest place was the flag that goes up, or the ensign that goes up at the air base at Ford Island. So I turned towards Ford Island and started saluting when this, of course, with the siren going. And then all of a sudden it dawned, here come these doggone planes out of nowhere, firing like hell, machine gun fire, nothing, everything going right across the submarine base, not hitting anything, but they come right across the submarine base. By that time, I decided that the siren call was not a call to colors, but a call to general quarters, battle station. So the first thing I did was run for the armory and pick up a 30 caliber machine gun, me and two other gentlemen. Guys, call them whatever you want to call them, two other sailors, picked up 30 caliber machine guns, and I'd never fired a 30 caliber machine gun in my life, but this was going to be the first time. And we went up on the top of the diving tower, which is over 100 feet above Pearl Harbor, and mounted the machine gun up there, and the planes were firing the planes. They were dropping bombs and stuff where all the battleships were, which was called Battleship Row. And they dropped. Then we saw the big explosion from the Arizona, which sent a black cloud way up in the sky, and saw the USS Utah capsize and then roll over. Now, what hit the USS Utah, we don't know. I don't know whether it was a torpedo or anything. There wasn't really that much damage done to it, unless just the fact of it. They say it, like two or three of the other ships, that all that happened to it was that it died of fright. The Utah was an old battleship that was used as a target ship by the United States Navy Air Arm. So all they did was tow it out to sea and drop flour bombs on it. That's the flour that you cook bread and stuff with, not flowers. And they dropped flour bombs on it so they could see how well they were hitting their target and stuff. Now, when that started, after we picked up the minute and started firing, I started firing towards where the planes were flying over Battleship Row, which was a good 3/4 mile away from where I was. Like I said, I was on top of the diving tower, and the diving tower must be 100-some-odd feet above the ground, if not higher. The diving tower is what they used for a thing that was used for guys before they could get into the submarine service to see how much water pressure they could take before they went deaf or couldn't take at all, and they pull them back up to the surface. It was a 100-foot tank, about 30 feet in diameter, I guess. It's a rough guess, but it's 30 feet in diameter that they used and filled with water to the very top. Guys would go in with diving masks and see how far they could get down before they lost their hearing or they start having headaches or stuff like that. It was just a test for submarine service. Now, this was on top of the diving tower, which today, all these years after, but not long Pearl Harbor, was converted into the United States submarine base signal tower on top of the other. I said that this was later, right, in later times. Being that I left Pearl Harbor shortly after the attack, I don't know when the signal tower or the diving tower at the submarine base was converted to a signal tower.
Now, these other guys, these other sailors that were in the diving tower, do you know who they are?
I only knew one of them, and I didn't know him very well. I found out later that the guy that was with me, that was handling the ammunition for the 30 caliber I was firing, also was going to Signalman Quartermaster School at the submarine base, like I was, and he was also stationed aboard the USS Whitney, which I didn't know until later, quite some time later, when I went back aboard the ship. And I found out that he was a signalman striker aboard the USS Whitney, where I was a quartermaster striker aboard the USS Whitney. So we were both going to the same school. So we were both there. Now, his name was Robert Tye, T-Y-E. I haven't kept in touch with him at all. I don't know where he is.
Were you able to hit any planes, or were they too far away?
No, the planes were too far away. After about 10 minutes of wasting all that ammunition, I stopped firing and just watched the planes doing their damage, because there wasn't anything we could do about it, because the ammunition, but the machine gun, like I said, was a 30 caliber machine gun. It didn't have much of a range to it, as far as that's concerned. It was strictly a short-range device, and they were the Japanese were only interested in the bombers. Now, in the motion picture, the first Pearl Harbor survivors, first Pearl Harbor motion picture, they showed two planes flying over the submarine base, and there was no planes that flew over the submarine base. The closest those planes got to the submarine base was at least 3/4 mile. Or where Battleship Row was.
Now, that you're referring to the movie Tora, 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 which
was the first one, yes.
Pearl Harbor movie.
Yeah. There was no planes that flew over the submarine base. Also, I don't remember whether it was that movie or another movie that referred to Pearl Harbor showed two submarines tied up to the dock at Pearl Harbor at the submarine base. There were no submarines tied up to the dock at the submarine base. Because I could stay at the signal tower where I was and look right down where the submarines usually tied up, and there was no submarines tied up there on December 7, 1941.
How long were you stationed at Pearl Harbor before this happened?
I was sent to Pearl Harbor on, okay, now I can cut this. Let's see.
December 19th, you joined the Navy?
Yeah, December 19th, 1941. Pearl Harbor was attacked on December 7th, 1941. Which was how many months?
What month did you say you enlisted?
I didn't enlist. I must have enlisted in December. No, it must have been a year later.
So it must have been 1940 then.
I just joined the Navy in 1940, is right.
So you were in the Navy a year?
I was in the Navy a year when Pearl Harbor was attacked.
Now, was there any kind of feeling? I mean, obviously the war in Europe was going on. Was there any kind of,
no sense, no sense whatsoever. We were supposedly on the preparations for war, which we were, but it was a very poor job, the preparations for war. We weren't anything. The whole thing, the Japanese hit Pearl Harbor at a very opportune time, is when the USS Enterprise was not in the harbor. I should say opportune time for the United States Navy, not for the Japanese. There was no aircraft carriers at Pearl Harbor, and there was no planes at the air base at North Island, which is the Naval Air Station.
Where if they would have gotten some aircraft carriers and a lot of planes, it really would have crippled the Navy.
Well, they would have knocked off. Their primary idea was to get the battleships, I've heard. Whether this is true or not, I don't know. Their primary target was the battleships and the aircraft carriers. But the only aircraft carrier we had there was so old it wasn't even funny. The oldest ship you get to USS Utah is bad enough. But you didn't have any really old carriers in there anyway. But the basic thing, there were no aircrafts at North Island and no aircraft carriers at Pearl Harbor. And most of the battleships were in as the ruling, not the ruling, but the usual thing was, on the weekend, most of the fleet came in from their cruisers or wherever they were and tied up to the docks, and the crew had liberty for the weekend.
So that was really, Pearl Harbor was primarily a liberty port?
No, it was just a fact. Pearl Harbor is the Pacific. Is the naval yard for the Pacific Fleet.
So repairs and stuff.
Repairs and everything and
supplies.
Ships are, like the USS Whitney is stationed at Pearl Harbor.
Okay.
The USS Enterprise home port is Pearl Harbor. And so forth and so on down the line. There was a lot of ships whose main port was Pearl Harbor. Because it's the main port was Pearl Harbor because this is where the ships of the Pacific Fleet were stationed. And this is where most of the ships that usually in the harbor are ships in the Pacific Fleet.
Well, how long did the attack last?
Oh, God, it couldn't have lasted more than 40 minutes if it lasted that long. All the explosions and stuff that were happening were over Battleship Row, or close to that, and bombing of North Island, which is the United States Naval Air Station. Again, there were no planes at all at North Island except for two or three seaplanes. They also shot the opposite side of the air base and shot up quite a few planes that were stationed there, but they were all seaplanes, planes that could be able to land in the sea. They weren't fighting craft.
So how old were you when all this was happening?
19.
Give me your birthday. October 24th.
October 24th, 1921.
You were a 19-year-old kid, and what motivated you to enlist in the Navy?
I just didn't, when I decided to enlist, I didn't know whether I was going into the Navy or Marines, but all of a sudden I just decided that I was going crazy doing nothing, and it was pretty difficult finding jobs, so I decided to enlist in the United States Navy. Now, I had, being I was 19, I had to get my parents, which the only parent I had at that time was my mother, my mother's permission and signature to enlist in the Navy, and I had a tough time getting that. But she finally, after talked to her for a good number of hours, and she talked to my brothers and sisters, then she finally decided that if I didn't join the Navy, I'd end up someplace else. So, and then she'd never be able to know where I was. So she signed the papers. So on December 1941, I enlisted in the Navy. 1940, I enlisted in the Navy, and shortly after I enlisted, I was sent to the United States Naval Training Station at San Diego, California. Now, after going through training and everything, I was sent aboard the USS Enterprise, and the Enterprise left San Diego with me on it and headed for Pearl Harbor. I arrived in Pearl Harbor some days later and was transferred from the Enterprise to the USS Whitney, which was a destroyer tender, which was stationed at Pearl Harbor.
So what happened after the attack? Did you stay in the tower when you realized that
Yeah, I stayed in the tower, but basically, after the attack, in fact, the night of the attack, we came down off the tower, and I was standing on the roof of the submarine base, main quarters, main things, when we got the general alarm went off again. Now, this was about 7:30 at night, if not later. And right off the thing, they figured here another Japanese attack or a Japanese landing. This was rumors going all over the place. But the fact was that we planes came in, we fired at them and everything else until we got the order to cease fire, because there was a big mistake made, because the planes coming in were the planes off of the USS Saratoga, which is an aircraft carrier, which were coming back to land at Fort Island, because they had been out to sea for all this time, and they came back to land at Fort Island. So here we were shooting at American planes. It's a good thing we weren't that good of shots, because no American planes were shot down.
So how long were you stationed at Pearl Harbor after the attack?
Oh, after the attack, I was stationed a month and a half, about a month and about 2 months and about two or three weeks, the USS Whitney received their orders to proceed to the South Pacific. And I left Pearl Harbor and did not return to Pearl Harbor until 2 and a half years later. About 2 years later.
Now, did you know Mom when all this was going on? Had you met Mom already, or was that?
No, because I had never been. The story of meeting Mom was the fact that I was sent back. I came back to the States in third. After I'd been overseas about 2 years, I guess, yeah. I was sent back to the States for, I was aboard the USS Whitney, and we were stationed at, the ship was anchored at Guadalcanal.